afternoon and happy Easter. You all okay, yeah? And I heard that you young ladies sang today, and that's wonderful. That's great. How many of you felt that you did really well for the Lord? Yeah? Singing? Yeah? Good, good. All right. Well, most of us, and I have some handouts to give you here after we're done. I'm done with the sermon. Something for you to take home with regards to Easter Sunday as far as the resurrection of Christ. But let me ask you some questions here as we get started this afternoon. First, let me pray as we begin, and then we'll get into the message, okay? Our Father, once again, it is a thrill for me to be here to expound on your word to your people. I pray, Father, that you would bless us all together, that you would anoint us with your spirit, and also the church across the street as they endeavor to worship you as well. May we all receive a blessing. Help us to understand your word and your message through your spirit. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. Okay. At Christmas time, we celebrate what? Anybody? Yes. The birth of Christ. On Good Friday, we celebrate what? Suffering. Yep. The death of Christ. So we got the birth of Christ. We're talking about human form here. The birth of Christ. The death of Christ. And on Easter, we celebrate what? Yes. The resurrection of Christ. Again, in physical form. Okay? Now, this is all above and beyond Christ being a spirit, Christ being God in the spirit. But as a person, human being like you and me, with flesh and bone, at Christmas we celebrate his birth, Good Friday, which our school, the school I work at, Eastern Nazarene, closes down because we see that as a holiday and a special day, Good Friday. We celebrate, as it were, his death. In physical form, he died. And then on Easter, what we celebrate is his bodily resurrection. Okay? He rose from the dead in bodily form, and people saw him thereafter, and he roamed the streets, as it were, of Jerusalem for 40 days after he arose from the dead. Okay? So, we all know that because we've been taught that in Sunday school. We've heard sermons in years gone by with regard to the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Today, I want to talk about the resurrection in bodily form of another person outside of Jesus Christ. Because in this resurrection that we're going to see in Scripture, Christ makes some very, very important points for us to remember and for us to carry with us in life, because we're going to need these, okay? So, before I go on any further and share with you where I'm going to be at this afternoon in the text, I want to read something for you, and it goes like this. The word resurrection usually points out our existence beyond the grave. Of the apostles' doctrine, not a trace can be found in all of the teaching or philosophy. The doctrine of Christ's death and resurrection, very important here, the doctrine of Christ's death and resurrection is the foundation of Christianity. If we remove the resurrection of Jesus Christ from our doctrine, we really don't have much hope. In fact, in Corinthians, Paul goes on to say that in Corinthians 15, that if we preach that Christ did not rise from the dead, our preaching is in vain. So let me go back now to the resurrection of another man. Can anybody guess who this other man is? Yes, Alan. Alan. Hey, very good. Lazarus. Okay? Now, open your Bibles, and I hope you do have your Bibles, to John chapter 11. Give you a moment to go to John chapter 11. basically, I'm going to focus on verses 17 through verse... I'll go through verse 44, which is the end of the... verse 44. But before I read those verses now, okay? Look up here now with me for a moment. Let me give you a quick background of this. Jesus knows this family whom he loves very much. He's become quite acquainted with them. And that is Mary and Martha and Lazarus. They're siblings. Okay? They're all related to each other. Two sisters and a brother. And, you know, they're good friends of Jesus. Now, Lazarus has died. Now, I want to pick it up in verse 17 here. Jesus comes to comfort the sisters that lost their brother. And in verse 17 it says, on his arrival, Jesus found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was less than 2 miles from Jerusalem, and many Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them in the loss of their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went out to meet him, but Mary stayed home. Lord, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Martha answered, I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who was to come into the world. And after she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary aside. The teacher is here, she said, and is asking for you. When Mary heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who had been with Mary in the house comforting her noticed how quickly she got up and went out, they followed her, supposing she was going to the tomb to mourn there. When Mary reached the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. Where have you laid him? He asked. Come and see, Lord, they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, see how he loved him? But some of them said, could not he open the eyes of the blind man and men have kept this man from dying? Jesus, verse 38, Jesus once more, deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. Take it away, take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped in strips of linen, and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." What a wonderful, wonderful, true account. This is not just a story that we read and try to analyze, but a true account of another man, other than Christ himself, who was dead. 4 days later, he comes out of his death state, as it were, and he's alive. Now, what are the things that we should learn from this passage? That is this. There are four things I want to share with you. Number one is this. Jesus Christ is the resurrection. Now, this handout that I'm going to give you is going to give you 8 reasons why we must embrace the truth of the resurrection. Because it's important to us as Christians. The resurrection, there is more to it than just justification. But the truth is that when we come to realize, you know, most of us I'm sure already know this, the day's going to come when we will die. That's inevitable. We can rest assured that when we die, because we are Christians, because we have accepted Christ as our Savior, for those of us who have done that, we will rise.